For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au. We're looking at strengthened by faith tonight, so let's open in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord, for the word of God. It is power to us. We thank you, Lord, for giving us faith in our hearts. We thank you, Lord, that our faith strengthens us. We thank you that you are the source of every good thing, our strength and our faith. And we thank you, Lord, for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So tonight we're looking at strengthened by faith. And then after the message, we are going to have prayer open for anybody that would like prayer for healing. And remember that if you come to the Lord in faith, he's always going to answer and respond to your faith that you have stretched out to him. So he's always present to heal. The power of God is always present to heal when you come to him in faith. So praise the Lord. So strengthened by faith. Let's have a look firstly at Ephesians 3, verse 16. Ephesians 3, verse 16. And the scripture says that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. And let's go also to verse 17. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. So this is important to understand. And notice that he says things like, according to the power that worketh in us. And in verse 16, how he says, strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man, and Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. Notice how the emphasis in these verses is upon what's happening in your heart. What's going on in your inner man? That's important to realize, because that's where the promises of God are received. And that's where the seed takes root. That's where things begin. It begins in the inner man. So it's not the situation where God will act upon your body without your consent. There always has to be faith present. And that's where it begins. It begins with the inner man. So you can see that it starts from the inside out. It's like that seed that is sown in the ground of your heart. Your heart is the soil. And the seed is sown there. And that's where it works. It works from the inner man and it goes to the outside. Faith always has to be present for something to happen. Either it's your faith or it's somebody's faith working on your behalf. It has to be present there for God to work. It gives God the grounds to work there. He doesn't work without people's agreement. He doesn't work without people's consent. But when those things are in operation, the power of God works. So you're strengthened with might in the inner man. And it works firstly on the inner man and it works then to the outside. So that's how it begins. It's strengthened from the inner man to the outer man, and that's where the faith operates. So faith comes from the inside. That's where God's put it. The measure of faith starts in your inner man, in your spirit man. That's where the faith is. So you remember that the Word of God, we've studied this before, that the Word of God is mixed with faith, and that's what brings about the results when the Word of God is mixed with the faith. It has to be mixed with faith for it to profit. And the faith originates on the inner man, in the inner man. That's where the Word of God goes. That's where the Word of God takes root, in the inner man. And it works there, mixed with faith. The Word and the faith working together produces results upon the inner man and the outer man. The outer man is the body, the flesh. And so the Word of God works those two places, the inner man and the outer man. The inner man is your spirit and your soul together. And the outer man is your physical body. So the Word of God works on those two places, and it begins on the inner man. Begins on the inner man. And it works to the outer man. So that's why the Lord emphasizes the importance of the inner man, the spirit. Because he's a spirit. And we worship him in spirit and in truth, the scripture says. So it's our inner man that communes with the Lord. The outer man is the system that follows on from what is happening on the inner man. Whether or not there's corruption on the inner man, it shows on the outer man. But if there's a faith working on the inner man, it is reflected on the outer man. So that's how God has set it up to work for us. So if we have a look at Galatians chapter 5 and verse 6. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 6, which says, "For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love." So he says here that faith works by love. So firstly, we can see that faith is something that works. It's working in us. It's not a force that's in us that doesn't do anything when we put it to work. When we put it to work, it accomplishes things for us. And it has something that undergirds it, something that actually gets it into operation and keeps it working, and that is love. So it's essential to be walking in love. Now, that means love of God's word, love of God, love of others. If any of those are not working properly, the faith will be also not working properly. So for faith to work, we have to be walking in love. And if we're not walking in love in some respect, then the faith will also be not working properly as well. And people may wonder, "What? I don't understand what's going on." You know, well, firstly, they have to check. Have they been walking in love? Do you love God? Do you love others? Do you love his word? If any of those is not working properly, then the faith can be... the confidence in God, the faith, can be undermined. But when we endeavour to walk in love, and God helps us to do that, when we're walking in love, our faith will be strengthened. Our confidence will be strengthened in God. So when we are walking in love and we're walking in faith, our faith is achieving things in us, in our inner man and our outer man. It strengthens us on the inside, in the inner man, builds us up on the inner man, and it builds us up on the outer man also. So it builds us up. So that's good to understand and good for us to put into operation for it to work. Let's have a look in Proverbs 4, verses 20 to 22. Proverbs 4, verses 20 to 22. The scripture says, "My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh." So what's the Lord saying here? He's saying that his words are the things that accomplish things. The sayings of God, his words. They're seeds, powerful seeds. When they're mixed with faith, they accomplish powerful things. So he says, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. Why are they so important? The scripture says, for they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. So what does the word of God do? The word of God brings life in the inner man and the outer man. The word of God brings health to the flesh. So the word of God affects the outer man. When it's taken, given place and taken root in the heart, in the inner man, it is reflected on the outer man. So you see there, that's why it's vital and essential for you to let the word of God take root in your heart. As the scripture says in verse 23, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So you have to put the word in your heart and you have to look after it so that it's not, you don't neglect it and you don't give the devil an opportunity to snatch it out of your heart, which he does when it's not attended to properly. So you need to attend to the word of God because it's life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. So God wants us to know that the word of God affects our flesh, affects our bodies, affects our outer man. So we are strengthened on the inner man and the outer man when we take the word of God by faith. It has an impact upon us and it strengthens us. When we use our faith, mix it with faith and put it to work. So let's look at Proverbs 10, verse 29. Proverbs 10, 29 says, "The way of the Lord is strength to the upright, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity." So what's he saying here that will give us strength? God's ways will give us strength. How do we partake of God's ways? We determine and decide to follow God's ways by faith. So we can see that following God's ways enables us to get strength. Following God's ways in obedience enables us to get strength. That's what the scripture is telling us. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright. If you want strength, you follow his ways. That means do what he has said. Be obedient to his commandments. Do his ways. And you will get strength. Do his ways and you will get strength. Right. If you don't do his ways, then you're not going to give yourself an opportunity to partake of the strength there. But if you do his ways, if you do his ways, love his word, read his word, obey his word, do his ways, walk in love, then the strength is there. The strength is there. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright. What's the alternative? The workers of iniquity have destruction. So there's either one or the other. Now the Lord helps us and he wants us to walk in his ways. In fact, it's the commandment of the Lord is to walk in his ways. And he gives strength as you do it. Praise the Lord. Let's have a look in Isaiah 40. Isaiah 40, verses 29 and 31. Let's look at these verses, 29 and then verse 31. Look and read through. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. And then we'll read 30 and 31. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. So here's the promises of God to us. If you're faint and you need help, God will help you. He giveth power to the faint. That's a good thing to know. He giveth power to the faint and to them that have no might. He increaseth strength. To them that have no might, he increaseth strength. So that's supernatural strength, because the Lord says in verse 30 that even the youths shall faint and be weary. So it's not a natural thing that God's talking about, because even the young people who aren't trusting in him, they shall faint and fall. But he says in verse 31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. So if you need strength, what do? You start to wait upon the Lord. Get before the Lord and tell him you need his strength. Start to put your nose in the Bible and have a look and see what it says. Think about the scriptures. That's all waiting upon the Lord. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And the word of God, as you read it, when you mix it with your faith, the strength will come. The strength will come. That's his promise. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. So he's talking about here giving you supernatural strength. They shall run and not be weary. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That's good to know. Praise the Lord. That if you need supernatural strength, you start to wait upon the Lord. So you need to make it the priority to start thinking about the scriptures if you want the supernatural strength. You have to put it in priority, you see. You have to put in priority that you give place to the word of God. Do that. And he honours that. He said in his word that he honours that. He honours those that honour him. So he will give the strength when you give the priority to him. Praise the Lord. Supernatural strength. Have a look in Philippians 4 and verse 13. Philippians 4, verse 13. Here, the scripture says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Good to know. The promise of the Lord. And why did he say that in the first person there? He said it so that we can say it. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Who's the source of strength? Christ. What does he enable you to do? All things. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I can do all things. That's why he said it like that, so that we can say it. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. So notice that you're not doing it in your own strength. You are doing it through the strength that Christ gives you. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. So the Lord, he's telling us clearly that he is the source of our strength. And that's what we just read in those verses in Isaiah also. God is the source of strength. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. So if we really put that into our mouth and put faith on the on that, then we'll get the impact of that. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Praise the Lord. Have a look at Colossians 1. Colossians 1. And let's read from verse 9, the second part of verse 9 through to 11. Here he says in Colossians 1, reading from verse 9, he says here, to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. And verse 12 goes on to say, giving thanks unto the Father. So who gives the strength? Does he want us to have strength? Yes, he does. Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. It is God's will. See, he says in verse 9, to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will. So it comes back to knowing what his will is. In all wisdom and spiritual understanding. So he's talking about things that are going on in the inner man. You have to take it by faith and exercise wisdom, which is actually understanding that we need the Word of God. We need to study the Word of God in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. This helps us to walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing. When we do that, what happens? What happens? We become fruitful in every good work. We increase in the knowledge of God, and we are strengthened with all might. So if we are filled with the knowledge of his will, that's something we do. We have to get his word into us, which is his will. Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. So notice how there you put the word into your heart in faith, he gives the strength. You put the word into your heart, he gives the strength. Strength to the faint, he said. Strength to the faint. He gives that. So you believe to receive God's might and strength. You believe to receive it, God's might and strength. And let's look at an example. In Acts 3, verses 4 to 8 in Acts 3, Now this is talking about a lame man who was lame from since birth. He was lame from his mother's womb, so he'd never walked. He'd never walked. He was a beggar, he laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. So if we read this, we'll start at verse 3. This man, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. So, you know, this man here, he'd never walked, never walked. He couldn't walk, work, because he couldn't walk. He was always at the gate of the temple asking alms. So he relied on charity from people. But one thing changed when Peter and John put the word of God into operation. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. That man received that word, the seed, by faith. And it says here that his feet and ankle bones received strength. If he hadn't have received it by faith, then he would not have got up and walked. So if you think about that miracle that was done by the Lord Jesus Christ to him, that was more than just a miracle of him getting strength in his feet. It was actually a prosperity miracle for him too, because now the man no longer had to rely on the begging anymore. He could go and get a job and go and work, stand on his feet. So he was actually given a livelihood from them, changed his life completely. And the thing that led to the strength was the faith. It was the receiving of what was given by faith in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. And the man showed faith. He put his faith into operation and received there. And that would have changed his life. Would have changed his life, liberated him, given him a new life and new opportunities, because he received it by faith. Praise the Lord. So faith was the entry for this man to receive the strength. Let's have a look at Mark 5. We'll start at verse 28. In Mark 5, we'll read three verses here. Mark 5, verses 28 and 29 and 34. Let's have a look at these verses. Now this is talking about the woman with the issue of blood. For 12 years she had this, and she also had suffered many things of many physicians, and she had spent all she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. But she heard of Jesus, so she made an effort to come, despite the crowd, to come in the crowd, She just wanted to touch the hem of his garment. And the scripture says, "For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague." And Jesus knew that someone had touched him in faith, because he knew that the healing virtue had gone out of him. Because, you know, when someone exercises their faith, the Lord knows that. It's not just like going up and brushing against the Lord because there's so many people. It was actually a taking of his power, of his healing power, of his virtue. And he knew that because it went out of him. The virtue went out of him to heal that woman. So he knew that that had happened, and she couldn't hide it. So she owned up to it. And he wasn't upset or cross at all. And he was happy. He was happy because he wants to heal people. It's God's goodwill to heal people. And he says, verse 34, "And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague." So notice there that the Lord made the point of saying that it wasn't just something that was put upon her without her doing anything about it. It was her faith that took from the Lord the healing power. Her faith got the healing. And that also would have been impacting her life in more than just her physical health. No more did she have to giving money out. She had nothing left. So it was a miracle and a blessing for her in more ways than one. And it is. That was a life-changing thing for her also, that she received strength in her body. In her, but notice it began in her inner man, that she was determined to receive of the Lord. Even though there was crowds there, she was not put off. She was determined to get in there and touch even but the hem of the garment of the Lord, because she knew that just to get in and have that point of contact with the Lord was enough to get it accomplished. And it did. And the Lord said that, "Thy faith hath made thee whole." It began with that inner man determination and exercising of faith. That was enough to get it done. Praise the Lord. So have a look in Hebrews 11, verses 8 to 12. Hebrews 11. Verses 8 to 12. The scripture says here, talking about Abraham and Sarah. Now they were of great age when their child was born, so their child was born miraculously. They were both of them over 90. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whether he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs of with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore, innumerable. So Abraham and Sarah received strength when they were both past age. So that was a complete miracle done to them. How did that happen? They received strength because the word was given to them. The word was given by the Lord. They waited years and years, and years went by, but the word was given. They took that word. So they were considering not their own body. That's what the scripture says. He considered not his own body now dead. He considered not his own body now dead. So it was a strengthening, a miraculous strengthening of the body. Sarah also, a miraculous strengthening of the body to have a child at that age. And what? How did it begin? It began with faith. Receiving the word given by God, receiving that in faith. It impacted them not only on the inside, but the outside. They took what was given to them. Their names were changed. Abraham and Sarah, their names were changed. Abraham, father of many nations. And Sarai to Sarah. They took that, which was part of the promise, and it impacted upon them so that their bodies were strengthened to have a child when they were past age. And God's promise was fulfilled. So when you take the word of God, it impacts you on the inside and the outside. And let's finish with 2 Samuel 22 and verse 33. Samuel 22 and verse 33. And the scripture says, God is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect. God is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect. Perfect. So who is the source of our strength? God. Who is the source of our power? God. What does he do for us? He makes our way perfect. Remember we read earlier that when we walk in God's ways, he gives strength. When we receive the word of God, he gives strength. God is our strength and power, and he makes our way perfect. So let's think on these things. Let's close in prayer, and then I'll invite you to come up if you would like prayer. The Lord is here. He is ready to heal. Praise the Lord. So let's close in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord. We thank you for the word of God, and we thank you for the word of God mixed with faith impacts upon us. We thank you for the word of God, Lord, which you've given us, which is a seed, a good and blessed seed for us to take. We thank you that you give strength, Lord, to the faint. We thank you that you are the healer. You said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. You are our healer. We know that Jesus is our healer. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we thank you, Lord, that when we come to you in faith, that you always hear us. You always answer prayer. Lord, your power is present to heal. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord.